Good evening. Pastor Schaefer here. It is Tuesday night. All is well here at our house, and as far as I know, everything is going well at the church. Thank the Lord for his protection over all of us. I was thinking about some verses in the book of Hebrews for tonight, and I'd like to read to you from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So as we look at this passage in verse 14, we're told that our high priest is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're told in verse 16 that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, God's throne in heaven. We can come boldly, directly to God. We don't have to go through a priesthood. The Bible teaches that the Lord Jesus is our mediator. The Bible says there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. So we don't need to pray through or work through a priesthood like in the Old Testament. We can go directly to God through our mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're told, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Talking here about prayer, about praying directly to God boldly, being able to bring anything to Him, being able to talk to Him directly, being able to appeal to Him, being able to tell things like they are, not holding back, maybe even getting emotional in our prayers as we talk to Him. We can be bold, as it says here in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. And when we do that, when we go to God, it says that we may obtain mercy. Mercy are things that God does not give us, that we do deserve. For example, because we're sinners, we all deserve to go to hell, but God is not giving us that because of His mercy. If we have put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, if we are trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ alone, we know that we're not going to go to that place, that we're guaranteed to go to heaven. So that's an example of God's mercy. Then it talks about grace here, and there's a couple aspects to grace. One aspect of grace is God giving us things that we don't deserve, like heaven. That's something we don't deserve, that God gives us because of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's another aspect of grace, too, and it's the almighty power of God that goes to work in the heart of the believer to enable him to do mighty works. God's grace. For example, some loved one dies, and there's the funeral, and maybe you sing at the funeral, or maybe in my case I have preached funerals, and I think, man, how am I ever going to do this? It's going to be way too emotional. I'll never make it. But you know what? God gives me the grace to be able to do it and to be able to console those people. So that aspect of grace. And so as you look at verse 16, it says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace, God's grace that goes to work in the heart of the believer, His grace to help in time of need. And so God will give us grace to help us, to enable us. Now the word help here is an interesting word in the Greek. It's the word, if I don't murder the pronunciation, it's boetheon, which means to come to the aid of or to support. Come to the aid of or support. God's grace helps us. It comes to our aid. It supports us. Hold your finger here. Let's turn back to Acts chapter 27. I want to share with you another place in God's Word where this Greek word is used. Acts chapter 27. We'll pick it up in verse 15. Acts 27, 15. Talks about a storm that the Apostle Paul was in on his way to Rome. He was imprisoned in a ship, and being taken back to Rome. It says here in verse 15, "And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat." Now, verse 17 says, "Which when they had taken up," talking about a smaller boat that was taken up onto the bigger boat here, "which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, strake sail, and so were driven." And so it's talking here about helps, which would be ropes that they would run underneath the hull of the ship and tie it so to hold together the ship so it would not come apart. That's the idea of the word help. God gives us His grace to help us so that we will not come apart, as it says, in time of need, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. So let me read it again. "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." So we need to go to the Lord in prayer. We need to continually be praying in the midst of this crisis. God will give us the grace to help us to get through this. He will keep us from falling apart. He will bind us together with His grace. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. And before I pray, there's a young man named Jonathan, a pastor's son, who has the COVID virus, and he is on a ventilator. So let's remember him in prayer as well. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word. It's encouraging to know that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, and that Your grace will be there to enable us, to help us, to hold us together, so that we don't fall apart in this time of crisis. So help us to be praying. And Lord, I think of this young man, Jonathan. I pray for him that You would heal his body, Lord. Bring him back to health again, to his family. We know that You can do this, Lord, and we're asking You to heal this man. For we ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'll be talking to you tomorrow. God bless. Goodbye.